Just days after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry proclaimed climate change to be a weapon of mass destruction, Australia's Army Chief says it's a great challenge of our time. Lieutenant General David Morrison says climate change needs to be factored into future plans for the military in a speech about the challenges facing the Army in coming decades. Karen Snowden reports.
The newish Australian government has brought forward the delivery of a new defence white paper to next year. That's just 18 months, not the usual 5 years after the last one in 2013. Army Chief Lieutenant General David Morrison says this is a most challenging period for a major policy document as the world transitions to the Indo-Asian Pacific century. He says the serious implications of climate change will be factored in.
We have to look at the region with a number of low-lying islands to, I think, be confident in drawing conclusions that there will be a role for the military as a result. I think that the most likely role for the military, however, will be in providing immediate assistance for humanitarian and disaster relief.
Addressing the Lowy Institute in Sydney and responding to a question on Indonesia, Lieutenant General Morrison said he sees no military threat to Australia within the region in the foreseeable future.
While, of course, there are concerns on the part of the Indonesian government at the moment in terms of their relationships with Australia, my sense is that cool heads on both sides who see the importance of both fulfilling national objectives but also meeting international obligations will always predominate.
The government has committed to boost defence spending over the next decade to 2% of GDP, needing an extra $35 billion. It's also promised a budget surplus, making its target for defence difficult to achieve, says James Brown, military fellow at the Lowy Institute.
If I had to wage money, I don't think we'll actually see 2% of funding eventuate in the next 4 years.
Does that weaken Australia?
It makes the challenge of defending Australia greater. Means we need to think a lot smarter about how we structure our military appropriately.
And do you agree with more emphasis, if you like, on maritime capability across the defence forces?
Absolutely. When you look at what's happening in Asia, particularly in places like the South China Sea, when you look at the kind of forces that our neighbours are developing, all the action in the next 20 years seems to be happening at sea. So the fact that we're developing an amphibious force is a good solution, and a lot of other countries in the region are following our lead on that as well.
Lieutenant General Morrison said significant changes since the challenge of East Timor exposed army deficiencies mean the joint Australian Defence Forces are in good shape now. The lessons learned in Afghanistan have been important.
And indeed, I think our army's operations in Uruzgan province can accurately be described as intelligence-led, which is the ideal. It is an absolute linchpin to contemporary military operations.
He says he will leave the role as Army Chief in a few months, knowing he will be most remembered for his handling of entrenched misogyny and sexual harassment scandals in the Army. The General's YouTube message insisting soldiers who can't handle cultural change and female equality should get out received much praise.
My tenure will probably be most remembered for 3 minutes of video, which gained considerable public notoriety through the pervasiveness of social media.